Good morning. We're cleaning the Chayyadim, Klamam Zayin, and we're studying Simon Dalet. Now, the Chayyadim is going to go through a long arichus, starting from Simon Dalet all the way through Simon Yud about this issue. And this issue over here is making the bracha badafka where he ate, as opposed to leaving his place without making the bracha. When he's in Mekhiv to Quebec, what's called leaving? Are there any, does it depend what his intent was originally, etc.? But he starts off with a yisod. He says, Kim the bracha is a Muslim, the raisa. Hechmiruba, Shoichopas, Osalot says, Mim Kamei, Achivarach bracha is a Muslim. You're not supposed to leave without benching. We don't want you to be mezalzel in benching. And we're afraid that the person will eat and say, oh, I'll bench later, get going, I'll let bench later. And then he's not taking the benching seriously, so even if we're not afraid he's going to forget. That idea itself is some level of being a cavalier type of attitude towards the benching, and that's inappropriate. And therefore he says, so similarly, the person has to bench, being seated. Chazal saw that as being something where the person's has more focus, as opposed to walking around, etc. Person is not taking the benching as seriously as he's supposed to. And this applies not only to the benching the rice, it actually applies to the fourth bracha as well. Once you're mechuyev to say the first two brachas, that way the fourth bracha gets shept along. Meeker than the harachmans, which are minig ba'alma, a person could stand for that purpose. It's interesting that the chayadim sees that this halacha of Asar Lotzeis is being rooted in the din of benching, which is the Raisa. He's sort of addressing another question. There is a question, does this halacha dafka apply to pas? Well, they actually have three shitas. Some say it only applies to bread. Some say it applies to anything which is made of grains. So it applies to mezonos also. The person has a piece of cake. He has to say ala mechya. Person not allowed to be arkar mim kamei without making the bracha. And the third sheet that applies to anything, which is any one of the shivas aminim. The Torah wrote the parasha of achalta b'sabot v'arachta ongoing on all of these items. It says, this is the land of Eretz Chitu Sarah, Gafen Atem Avriman, Eretz Hashem and Tvosh, v'achalta b'sabot v'arachta. So the Torah wrote in conjunction with all of them to say a bracha. Whether it's an asmachta or not, but the point is the Torah, there's some element of an asmachta in the pasuk that you make yechiv echiv to make a bracha on these things, and it has to be dafka bim kama. So three shitas. The Gro actually passes like the middle shita. It's lav dafka bread. It's anything made with grain, any one of the five species of grains. The five species of grains are wheat and oats and barley and spelt and rye. All of them are considered to be included in chita and se'ara. The Torah says wheat and barley, and Chazal see that spelt is considered a min of wheat, and Torah says barley, but oats and rye are considered to be similar to barley for that purpose. So all five of the species of grains, which the halacha looks at as being what you make matzah from and iser chametz, etc., are included in chita and sarah of the pasuk. So they're included in the pasuk of chita and sarah. But it's only the grains. But the way that Chayyadim presents it, it seems to be because Birchat Mazon is the raisa. He does not pass that Alam Mechir is the raisa. It seems to be it's dafka halacha and Birchat Mazon, which is that chita to halacha dafka and benching, as opposed to the shita that it's any one of the five grains, or according to the shita, it's any one of the seven species. Seven species being the five grains counting as two, and then your pomegranates and your dates, etc., like the Pasuk says, being the other five. The fruits, the Gro paskins, the middle shita, that it's any type of grain, lav dafka bread. The Chayyadim seems to be it's halacha and bread. So this halacha is when a person's eating bread, because of the cheshivas of that benching is the rice on these things, Chazal or Mekhai, that you have to do it in place. And you're not allowed to leave. What happens if you do leave? What difference in Shoyin and Mezid? All that is going to be explained in the upcoming points in the Chayyadim. Now he says, V'im Ochal, b'derech kashul mehalach, but Chazal did say that this is also a case of a person ate while he was seated at home, but a person was traveling, and he was eating as he was traveling. So mutar levorach gam ken b'mehalach shein da'at miyushev azalov. So a person ate as he was walking. So see, he's in a rush. So Chazal said, if you're going to be mechayev him to sit down for benching, he's not going to be focused because he's on a rush to get to where he has to get to. So we allowed him to bench walking. The Chayyadim says, based on that thought process, if the person had enough time to stop to eat, so then he's mechayev to bench. He says, you know, no problem, I'll stop and eat, then I'll bench as I'm walking, because you're allowed to bench when you're walking. So that doesn't apply anymore. Now, regards to benching while the car is moving, so we have a different problem, which we're going to see later on, that the driver is going to have a problem of benching, because he's not focusing on his benching, he's focusing on driving. The individuals which are seated in the car, really, if they were eating as the car was going, so that would be the halacha. If they stopped to have a picnic, they should bench where they stopped. If they ate in the car as the car was going, they're allowed to bench as the car was going. But the driver himself will have a separate issue of he can't, not allowed to be involved in other activities while he is saying a bracha. So that would apply, he can't drive while he's saying a bracha as well. Have a good day.